Right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Captain Bobby on the way at 7:50 with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, find out more about today. It looks like, at least right now on the radar, no showers in the mix, so maybe a drier day today and the weekend ahead. And Isaias, I'm guessing that's the pronunciation we're going with for the tropical storm. We'll talk to him about that coming up at 7:35. Right now, coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, Sean, we start nationally, and according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, we're nearing 4.4 million total positive cases of coronavirus and close to 143,000 deaths nationally due to COVID-19. Yesterday, we added 66,211 new cases, and with that, the seven-day average dropped a bit to 64,000 cases per day, while the seven-day average for testing is at an all-time high of 820,000 tests per day. So that puts the nation at right around a 7.8% total positivity rate. That number has been dropping steadily over the last 5 or 6 days. There were 1,418 deaths added yesterday. We're now averaging 968 per day over the last week, and that is the highest that number has been since June 2nd. And there have also been nearly 54 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 81,572 confirmed cases now in the state, and 1,489 have died due to the virus. Yesterday, the state added 1,263 cases. That dropped the seven-day average to 1,594 per day. We're averaging just over 8,000 tests per day. That number's been dropping, but that puts us at a 19.2% positivity rate, much higher than the national average of 7.8%. And after zero deaths were reported for Alabama on Tuesday, there were 43 added to the toll yesterday. The seven-day average still, though, has dropped by 4 since Monday. We're now averaging 23 deaths per day in the state. And the Alabama Department of Public Health updated their presumed recoveries numbers yesterday. They now say that over 35,000 Alabamians have recovered from the virus. Looking at the local levels, Mobile County added the most new cases of any county in the state yesterday with 188, and also added 3 new deaths, bringing Mobile's totals to 7,683 cases with 180 that have died. Baldwin County added the third most new cases in the state with 72, also added 3 deaths in Baldwin County, bringing their totals to 2,865 cases with 20 that have died. Washington County has had 294 cases with 10 deaths. Clark County, 453 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 370 cases with 3 that have died. Kanawha County, 350 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County, 872 cases with 14 deaths. Choctaw County, 265 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 392 cases with 9 deaths. And I mentioned Mobile County had the most number of new cases in the state. Baldwin County, the third most cases in the state, and it was Jefferson County that had the second most new cases yesterday with 127. They also added 5 deaths to their toll, bringing them to 10,690 cases, about 3,000 more than Mobile County, and also 208 deaths, 28 more than Mobile. And Montgomery's numbers look like they're dropping quite a bit. Yesterday, only 47 new cases for Montgomery and 0 new deaths. And that's a look around the state and the nation with coronavirus.
All right, Dalton, I appreciate the update there. And Governor Ivey yesterday speaking at a presser yesterday morning saying the mask mandate and the safer at home order will stay in effect at least until August 31st, so another month of that. And speaking of yesterday's presser, this story from AL.com's Howard Koplowitz said Alabama Board of Education member Wayne Reynolds remarked on Governor Kay Ivey's personal appearance during AL.com's live stream of the governor's extension of the safer at home order on Wednesday, saying that she is gaining weight, end quote. Now, I had commented on her mask being on and off and kind of weird times, but obviously Wayne Reynolds saw something else. Reynolds, in a AL.com phone interview, said she looked heavy in that white suit. He said that after he made the comment on the live stream. He said, I don't know what she weighs. I don't know how much she weighs. I just made an observation. Governor Ivey responded, a lady never discusses her age or her figure, which she probably said figure, and a true gentleman doesn't either, end quote. Now, Reynolds, a Republican who represents portions of North and Northwest Alabama, as a District 8 representative on the Alabama Board of Education, has been critical of Ivy's education policy. He said in no way he meant to be derogatory towards the governor, and said the remark was he made as a private citizen, not as a board member. He's gone on to say here, it wasn't derogatory, it was an observation. I've seen her in other pantsuits that were more slimming on her. Oh, this is going bad here. When she came out for the announcement, that suit made her look heavy. So this guy's a fashion consultant now. He said there was a lady in pink that came out before her that looked quite slim, end quote.
Wow.
Reynolds apologized later yesterday. He said, my original intention was to comment that she looks healthy after recovering from her cancer treatment, and I'm glad to see her doing well. As a cancer survivor myself, I'm acutely aware of the toll cancer treatment can take on your body, so thriving after cancer treatment is a good thing. Unfortunately, my post did not convey this message. I therefore sincerely apologize. He wrote that on Facebook in amongst incoming flack big time on his Facebook page, and I've looked at Twitter as well, where they took this guy to task. So there he was. He made a comment on the governor's weight, and then here's the thing. He makes the comment, and that's one thing, but then his crawfish here on this, I don't know how much I buy what Wayne Reynolds was saying in his apology.
Yeah, I mean, you go to any live feed of the governor on Facebook, Twitter, wherever, and the you probably shouldn't read, if you're thin-skinned, read the comments underneath those videos, because I've seen much worse.
It's mean.
Yeah, it gets really mean, but, you know, when you're, and I've never been able to name a single school board member in my life, didn't really consider them very public figures, but they are, and since he, I guess, was elected to that role, he probably needs to pay a little bit more attention to what he's saying online.
All right, and maybe we'll get ourselves in trouble, I don't know, later on in the show, because I was sent a song yesterday by, it's like a one-minute song, an ode to the governor's shutdown, really, which was the ABC board shutdown of alcohol sales after 11 o'clock, so we'll get that song coming your way here shortly. On the way in sports?
Well, the ACC made a big announcement yesterday. They're going to an 11-game schedule this football season with 10 conference games and dragging along Notre Dame with them. You know, Notre Dame, an independent school. They normally play a number of different teams, but it looks like for this year they will be an ACC team, and a decision is expected soon from the SEC. Also, I'll take you around the world of baseball as they continue the MLB season. All of that and more coming up in sports.
All right, we'll do that. Also, check in with Dr. Bill coming up at around 7:35. Headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer-at-home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger, who has not been identified, when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends, so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 717 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start with college football, where a big announcement was made by the ACC yesterday. After a vote by the board of directors, the conference announced that beginning on September 12th, all ACC schools plus Notre Dame will play 10 conference games and one non-conference game of their choosing. And the Fighting Irish will be eligible for the ACC championship game for the first time in their history. There will also be no divisions for this season only. According to ESPN, the non-conference game must take place in the home state of the ACC institution. That means that the week one matchups between Auburn and North Carolina, Georgia and Virginia, and Florida State, West Virginia will either need to be moved to the campus of the ACC team or canceled. The 11 games will be played over at least 13 weeks with two built-in bye weeks, and the ACC championship game now scheduled for Charlotte, North Carolina, either December 12th or December 19th. And this year will feature the top two teams with the highest conference winning percentages. The ACC's decision comes weeks after the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced that they would play conference-only schedules this fall. That leaves the SEC and Big 12 as the only Power 5 leagues that have not made an announcement about what they plan to do about their scheduling. However, a decision from the SEC could come very soon. Ross Dellinger with Sports Illustrated reported yesterday that the SEC is moving closer to an agreement on a conference-only schedule of 10 games. Dellinger's sources told him that during a virtual meeting yesterday, a majority of the league's athletic directors approved the idea of a conference-only 10-game schedule, and that SEC presidents are expected to meet virtually later today to seriously discuss the matter. Some good news for the Atlanta Braves. Veteran outfielder Nick Markakis announced that he will return to the team. This comes 3 weeks after announcing he was opting out of the season due to concerns about the coronavirus. Markakis said Wednesday he changed his mind about sitting out after watching his teammates play the first five games. Last night, the Braves beat Tampa in Atlanta's home opener 7-4. In some other games, the Nationals scored four 10th-inning runs to beat Toronto 4-0. Minnesota shut out St. Louis 3-0. The Yankees beat Baltimore 9-3. Boston picked up their first win in five games, 6-5 over the Mets. The Cubs fell to Cincinnati 12-7, and the LA Dodgers beat Houston 4-2 in extra innings after Edwin Rios hit a two-run shot in the 13th. Speaking of LA, the MLB has suspended Dodgers pitcher Joe Kelly for 8 games. On Tuesday, Kelly threw a fastball near the head of Houston's Alex Bregman and then mockingly taunted Astros star Carlos Correa. The game marked the first time that the two teams had met since it was revealed Houston stole signs en route to a 2017 World Series title that came at the Dodgers' expense. Kelly elected to appeal and can continue to play until the process is complete. In sports today, round one of the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational begins this morning at TPC Southwind in Memphis. There are quite a few big names teeing off in the field of 78 PGA golfers. Bryson DeChambeau is the pre-tournament favorite, followed by new world number one John Rahm, Justin Thomas, and Rory McIlroy. Brooks Koepka will look to get back on track after he won last year's event. Play begins at 11 this morning, and the round will air live on the Golf Channel beginning at 1. Tonight, the NBA will resume their 2020 season live from the Wide World of Sports Disney Bubble in Orlando. The New Orleans Pelicans get it started against the Utah Jazz at 5:30. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will be a game-time decision. Williamson went 12 days without team practice after leaving Orlando due to a family medical emergency. He returned on Saturday, spent 4 days in quarantine, and has practiced twice since his return. And following that game, the LA Lakers will face the LA Clippers. Both games will air on TNT, and 6 more games are scheduled for Friday. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today. Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Fairhope, Daphne, Malvis, and Loxley looking good. Limited delay, Spanish Fort right at the foot of the Causeway, but as you travel through Mobile, still no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride north and southbound lanes at 65. It's the reopening of US 90 Dragway next Friday, August 7th. It's also Scooby's first Friday. Enjoy great commentary with Grudge Racing. Open every Friday night. Gates open at 5. Gets 12 and under are free. Find details at US90Dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk. Talk 1065 traffic.
Now at our studios, checking in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams around 7:35. We'll talk about today, tomorrow, the weekend ahead, and tropical weather out there. Isaias or Isaias or whatever we're calling the storm. We'll get into that. You get a different pronunciation? Where are we?
No,
what's yours?
I don't. That's the problem. I don't know why it matters or how to pronounce it. And maybe that's why I don't think it matters, because I can't pronounce it correctly. But I mean, when you got a storm bearing down on you, I don't think it really matters the pronunciation. But, you know, I'll go along.
Isaias.
That's tough for me. That's real tough. But, it looks like it says Isaias, but I'm gonna do what the Weather Channel tells me to do, okay? I don't want any trouble from the Weather Channel.
Good. Yeah, you do not want to have Cantori knocking on your door, for sure.
No.
We talked about yesterday's presser where Governor Ivey extended the mask order through the end of August, as well as the Safer at Home order. A story from Fox 10 says Alabama Governor Kay Ivey also challenged district school systems doing online learning only to phase students in as soon as COVID-19 numbers decrease enough. Governor said, "We don't have the luxury of not getting our young people back in school," end quote. Mobile County Public Schools is one of those districts. The MCPSS has decided to go all virtual for the first 9 weeks of the upcoming school year. Governor said in-person learning is imperative for Alabama students. She went on to say, "While I respect those districts that have elected to go virtual classrooms, I feel with all my heart that a slide will come by keeping our kids at home, especially if there are other options, and that slide is likely to have dramatic negative impact on Alabama's future, our young people," end quote. And now, she believes the negatives outweigh the positives in this case, but she hopes school districts are going all virtual like Mobile County form a plan to resume. She goes on to say, "As a former school teacher myself and as a president of the state school board, I'm telling you, we need to do everything we can to get our kids back into the classroom as soon as possible." So one change Ivy mentioned that will occur for in-person learning is all students from second grade to college level will be required to wear a face mask. All right, so that's out there. So you got that this week. Of course, you had the ABC board earlier this week that announced, they had their meeting on Tuesday and announced this regulation that shuts down liquor sales, beer, alcohol sales as of 11 o'clock. So 11 p.m. So you can, like I was asking earlier in the week, so it's okay. It's not, there's no coronavirus at 10:30. There's no coronavirus at 7. It's just, you know, at 11 o'clock at night, that's when the coronavirus comes out, I guess, looking at this. And the rule is you can order your last round by 11. You have to have it consumed by 11:30. You can stay at the bar or restaurant. You just can't be drinking booze after 11:30. So then I saw this showed up in my Facebook feed yesterday that Alabama Big Earl, who is a somebody that if you've gone to Floribama enough, you've probably seen Alabama Big Earl. He put out a song, and I guess an ode to the governor, who he references here as Governor Meemaw, and wrote a song about the booze here. It's about a minute and a half, Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Yep, about a minute and a half.
All right, so let's don't play a lot of songs here on talk radio, but this one might be worth playing as Alabama Big Earl's song, Governor Meemaw, KIV, shut down Alabama bars at 11 p.m. Let's go ahead and hit that track.
Meemaw Ivy in Montgomery Town said stop selling liquor by 11. I'm shutting you down. You can sell at 9, you can sell at 10, but you better be out when Corona comes in. Meemaw, I didn't know Corona didn't show up till 11. Well, it's 10:59, so I guess we're all right. You say one more minute, and ship roll in. Probably take out half my friends, and that could put a damper on an otherwise damn good night. Here in Alabama, we'd like to drink a few. From what I've heard, you do too. I can drink at 5, 6, or 7, but there ain't no way I can get laid by 11. Meemaw, I didn't know Corona didn't come out till 11. Well, it's 10:59, and I guess we're all right. You say one more minute, and ship roll in. Probably take out half my friends, and I could put a damper on an otherwise damn good
night. And his ode to the governor, 729. Coming right back. Dr. Bill's on the way. News headlines from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer at home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger who has not been identified when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. This is FM Talk 106.5, WAVH FM, Daphne Mobile.
And liftoff. As the countdown to Mars continues, the perseverance of humanity launching the next generation of robotic explorers to the red planet.
NASA has just launched its third mission to Mars this summer, this time sending a rover that will search for ancient life and see whether oxygen can be created from the Martian atmosphere, allowing humans to live on the red planet. Americans are dying and the economy is in peril. Coronavirus is taking a rising toll on the U.S. with record new deaths in Florida and California. More than 150,000 Americans have now been killed by the coronavirus. This morning, markets are bracing for what is expected to be the worst quarterly report on the U.S. economy ever. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Capitol officials have now issued broad new mask requirements after Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, who often shunned wearing face masks, tested positive. Dow futures down more than 200 points. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Lysol maker Reckitt Benckiser is capitalizing on booming interest in hygiene, launching a new business selling its cleaning products and expertise to the travel and hospitality industries. The British company is trying to move quickly to position itself as a hygiene expert and leverage Lysol's brand recognition. IBM today launched a research partnership with Japanese industry to accelerate advances in quantum computing, deepening ties between the two countries in an emerging and sensitive field. Members of the new group, which includes Toshiba and Hitachi, will gain cloud-based access to IBM's U.S. quantum computers. Royal Dutch Shell posted a colossal net loss of $18 billion for the latest quarter, blaming massive asset write-downs on the coronavirus-hit oil market. A year ago, the oil giant posted a profit of $3 billion. Crude oil down 77 cents at $40.49 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are sharply lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Let's talk about today and the weekend ahead. I'm looking at the radar right now, and I don't see a shower out there.
Yeah, quite remarkable. After several days of numerous showers and thunderstorms around, we now have a high-pressure system building over the Gulf. And that is going to give us more sunshine and fewer showers. And so today that temperature will climb. It was in the mid-80s yesterday. 85 was the high. And today we should get up around, 90 degrees, perhaps 91 this afternoon. But again, just isolated showers and thunderstorms today. Now tonight it'll be partly cloudy. I expect a low of about 75. And then tomorrow we should have mostly sunny skies and a high of about 92, perhaps 93 degrees tomorrow afternoon. And then as we look ahead to the weekend, that high pressure system will still be over the Gulf. We should have mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. We may see a few widely scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon on Saturday. A little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday. But starting today and then on through Sunday, we'll see some more sunshine, and it also means warmer temperatures.
All right, and you're saying that high pressure that we're talking about is the one of the steering elements for Isaias or Isaias or whatever the heck we're calling it.
We'll try Isaiah anyway, and that storm now is a tropical storm with winds of 60 miles per hour. It's located just off the southeastern tip of the island of Hispaniola. Of course, there are two countries there, Haiti and the Dominican Republic. That is a mountainous island up to 10,000 feet. And so if the center of the storm crosses that island, it will break up and will reform on the northern side of the island, and then most likely continue on a northwesterly track across the Bahamas Friday and Saturday, and then affect the Florida Peninsula on Sunday. If that track holds, it most likely would go up the eastern seaboard, affecting the eastern coastline of the Florida Peninsula, and then later affecting North Carolina. Now, how strong will it be? Well, it all depends upon what happens to it as it encounters the island of Hispaniola. If it doesn't go over the highest mountains, it will keep its circulation and has a better chance of intensifying, possibly into a strong tropical storm or minimal hurricane when it reaches Florida or Florida East Coast on Sunday. We are protected, will be protected by the high pressure system over the Gulf, which should keep that system to east of our area.
All right, Dr. Bill, elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Another tropical wave coming off the African coast. This one already shows a circulation, and it will be drifting to the west. There's an indication that it may have some problems with shearing in the upper atmosphere as it progresses into the eastern portion of the tropical Atlantic. But we'll be watching that for a number of days.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And it looks good for the next few days. And that's good because you may be able to get out, get on the boat, get on the pier, go fishing. We'll have Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report coming your way just about 12 minutes from right now. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department clear. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, a couple stalled vehicles between 90 and Rangeline, but nothing out of the ordinary. From the 1065 split from Airport Dolphin and again Spring Hill to Moffitt and 65, we're running smooth on the way in. Lunch is covered today in Foley at Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrill Rolls, Highway 59. From pork chops to meatloaf and shrimp dinners and what they're known for, all the free pass arounds and all the Thrill Rolls you can catch. See them at ThrillRolls.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do. So it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly. And we're here to help them with that.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and also in our growing family here, if you didn't catch the news yesterday, in the 8 o'clock hour, made the announcement that Jeff Poor, who you hear here on Wednesdays normally, and it checks in with me a lot of times on the midday show, has been doing that for a decade here on FM Talk 106.5, officially becomes part of the family on Monday when his show starts from 9 to noon. So every every weekday, 8 hours in a row of live local programming with this show, Mobile Mornings, into the Jeff Poor Show from 9 to noon. And then starting at noon, you'll be checking in with Midday Mobile, that other show. So we're real excited about the growth here and excited to have Jeff on board. And that's all getting cranked up on Monday right here at FM Talk 106.5. Also, a reminder, too, it is a Thursday. We're going to check in with Captain Bobby here in a second for the fishing report, but also our fishing photo contest brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. Today is the day. It's our week, the way that we started this contest. It started on Thursday, so our weeks are Thursday to Thursday. And so today, again, we'll be awarding another FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt with the speckled trout and the redfish on there. You win by going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, and posting your fishing picture and then getting the most number of likes every week, every Thursday to Thursday week. The person with the most number of likes wins that shirt. So you can do it online right now at facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. And if you don't win this week, not to worry. We'll start a fresh new week today during the midday show and do it all again. So you can check it out there. On the way, Dalton checks in. We've got sports with Dalton, and headlines from WKRG are next.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer-at-home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger who has not been identified when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
DJ K-Dub checking in, previously on the Feinbaum Show.
Commissioner Greg Sankey joining us.
We have this idea of kickoff Labor Day weekend, but we have a greater purpose, which is to make sure we protect the health and well-being of our participants. How do we think about bringing people back to activity? And that means, while I have hard dates, the circumstances of this virus are going to cause us continually think, learn, and potentially adapt.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start with college football, where a big announcement was made by the ACC yesterday. After a vote by the board of directors, the conference announced that beginning on September 12th, all ACC schools plus Notre Dame will play 10 conference games and one non-conference game of their choosing. And the Fighting Irish will be eligible for the ACC championship game for the first time in their history. This year, there will be no divisions in the ACC. Instead, the ACC championship game will be played between the two top teams with the highest conference winning percentages. According to ESPN, the non-conference game must take place in the home state of the ACC institution. That means that the week one matchups between Auburn and North Carolina, Georgia and Virginia, and Florida State, West Virginia will either need to be moved to the campus of the ACC team or canceled. The 11 games will be played over at least 13 weeks with two built-in bye weeks, and the ACC championship game scheduled for Charlotte, North Carolina on either December 12th or December 19th. Now, the ACC's decision comes weeks after the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced that they would play conference-only schedules this fall. That leaves the SEC and the Big 12 as the only Power 5 leagues that have not made an announcement about what they plan to do about their scheduling. However, a decision from the SEC could come very soon. Ross Dellinger with Sports Illustrated reported yesterday that the SEC is moving closer to an agreement on a conference-only schedule of 10 games. Dellinger's sources told him that during a virtual meeting yesterday, a majority of the league's athletic directors approved the idea of the conference-only 10-game schedule, and that SEC presidents are expected to meet virtually later today to seriously discuss the matter. Some good news for the Atlanta Braves. Veteran outfielder Nick Markakis announced that he'll return to the team. It comes 3 weeks after announcing that he was opting out of the season due to concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. Markakis said yesterday that he changed his mind about sitting out after watching his teammates play the first five games. Last night, the Braves beat Tampa and Atlanta's home opener 7-4. In some other games, the Nationals scored four 10th-inning runs to beat Toronto 4-0. Minnesota shut out St. Louis 3-0. The Yankees beat Baltimore 9-3. Boston picked up their first win in five games 6-5 over the Mets. The Cubs fell to Cincinnati 12-7. And the LA Dodgers beat Houston 4-2 in extra innings after Edwin Rios hit a two-run shot in the 13th. Speaking of LA, the MLB has suspended Dodgers pitcher Joe Kelly for 8 games. On Tuesday, Kelly threw a fastball near the head of Houston's Alex Bregman and then mockingly taunted Astros star Carlos Correa. The game marked the first time that the two teams had met since it was revealed that Houston stole signs en route to a 2017 World Series title that came at the Dodgers' expense. Kelly has elected to appeal the suspension and can continue to play until the process is complete. Tonight, the NBA resumes their 2020 season live from the Wide World of Sports Disney Bubble in Orlando. The New Orleans Pelicans get it started against the Utah Jazz at 5:30. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will be a game-time decision. Williamson went 12 days without team practice after he left Orlando due to a family medical emergency. Zion returned on Saturday, spent 4 days in quarantine, and has practiced twice since his return. And following that game, the LA Lakers will face the LA Clippers. Both of those games will air on TNT, with 6 more games scheduled for Friday. 7:48, FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
For the Lowland CBD Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Good ride for Daphne and Spanish Ford all the way to Loxley and I-10. The Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. A lot of radar, though, from Dolphin Island Parkway all the way down towards Rangeline Road and I-10. Allison Pierce is a lawyer you can trust with Pierce Law Firm, serving Mobile Baldwin County for over 20 years, specializing in bankruptcy law with a hassle-free solution to your financial problems at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 752 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Remember, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com, and on our social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And make sure when you're on the Facebook page, you take part in our fishing photo contest. We'll see. We'll maybe get some pictures in with Captain Bobby, because it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out. They got the gear Captain Bobby uses, and they're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And now, the star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Hey, man.
So you'd actually let me put a picture of me up there on the side? I can't believe that.
Well, I think with people fishing with you. No. Yeah, people fishing with you might put that, because I don't think by our rules, I have to go back and check with the lawyers, but I don't think you can participate yourself in our fishing photo contest. But people that go fishing with you can post up their pictures. So that was just kind of thinking that through. All right, man. So what's been happening here on what's been a pretty darn rainy week?
Well, it has been, you know, and the earlier part of the week, we were having those squalls in the morning, and you had to get out there and get it done and keep your eyes to the south, because it got wicked couple mornings, you know. But this morning's kind of nice. It's swung around, blowing pretty hard out of the southwest right now, which is you know, not the greatest wind that we ever get, but you know, we've already caught a few fish. Hadn't been spectacular yet, but we're getting there, and tide's getting ready to change. You know, the good thing that we got this week and into the weekend is you get this tide change fairly early in the morning, you know, so you get the high water early, and then the tide dumps the rest of the day. And I think this is kind of getting into that tide cycle that we used to call the old Wayne's World tide, you know, to where you could sleep till 8 o'clock and catch the tide change, you know.
and that's what's been happening this week. Are you on deep water structure? Are you fishing shallow? What are you doing, Captain?
That's the true pattern. Today we kind of shifted gears, and we're going to start targeting some redfish, which is going to be kind of a treat. I hadn't had a chance to do that in a while, but the true pattern is still going to be that deep water structure, the reefs and the rigs and that sort of thing, with live bait. And you know, fortunately the live bait supply has been great. Everybody's had, you know, all the shops have had plenty of good live shrimp, you know, so that's not been an issue whatsoever. But if you can get on that structure with that live bait, that's going to probably be your best bet to catch fish. You know, of course, you got the Conda Cavaliers tournament coming up this weekend. Those cats are going ahead with it, man. You know them, they're fearless, you know. So you get a chance to support them. I mean, they have still have to do all the work that they've always done in the past, dealing with some, you know, crazy stuff going on. So, you know, if you're going to be out this weekend, pick up a ticket. You never know. I think they pay about 5 categories, and they have the best, absolute best trout jackpot format that anybody runs all year, where you're catching 5 fish a day for 2 days. And anyway, that's a lot of fun in that format, because you get to catch a lot of fish, or you have to catch a lot of fish to do well in it.
Yeah, you don't just luck up on one big fish. But let me talk to you about that real quickly here. How do you navigate that with the new the way the new trout limits are, with you know, doing a 5 fish creel?
Well, and I think they're doing this, and I know that in the rodeo they did it on the jackpot, that you fish all have to be under the 22-inch maximum size limit. And so what you're trying to do is to find that trout that's just eating a pogie and or a croaker or something, because it's going to get to a point where you're talking about tenths or possibly even hundredths of an ounce between fish if you're pushing them right to the 22-inch limit, you know. So the trout thing's kind of a new deal doing that. We've been doing that with redfish for years, kind of understanding a little bit about what you need to do to catch a fatter redfish of the same length, you know. But it's a little bit of a new deal with trout, you know. So I'm still kind of in the learning curve with that deal. But, you know, the main thing is you want to get out there and get those fish that are as close as you can to 22 inches.
And by the way, y'all, more information at condyfishingrodeo.com. You get ticket locations and all the information on this weekend's tournament. All right, let me quickly ask you, other than trout, and you're talking about going to chase some redfish, what else are you seeing when you're out there? How's the blackfish? Blackfishing been? How's tarpon fishing?
There's plenty
fishing?
Of blackfish around. We haven't had the best conditions this week, obviously, with this cloud cover and whatnot, to see them, but there's plenty of them out there. So that's another thing, you know, when you're bouncing around, you know, from structure to structure. Keep your eyes peeled, man. We saw a beautiful one yesterday, drifted right up on it under a 2x4. You know, crab traps, anything that'll create any kind of shadow, you're liable to see one underneath. And I always have a rod with just a hook on it, like a bear hook, and we save our biggest shrimp in the well just in case you see one, so you can got the shrimp's weight and his ability to swim around naturally with just a bear hook. So that's kind of my blackfish rig, and I always got to have one ready this time of year.
Yeah, because there's not time to prep once you see
no,
the blackfish.
No, it never
fish.
Is. It looks like a Chinese fire drill when you're right. and it just gets nuts trying to get rigged up when you see one like that. So I always have one ready.
And what about tarpon? You seen any tarpon rolling out there?
I've been hearing about it. I haven't seen any. I've heard that they're seeing some and that some have been caught. But you know how those tarpon guys, they're about 10 times worse than those trout guys about keeping that under their cap, you know. But typically this time of year, you're starting to see them up in the, or at least on the lower end of the bay.
Yep.
Well, and Lord good deal. Knows there's enough pogies around for them to eat right now.
So there's some bait to be cast netted out there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you could walk on them at the lower end of the bay, particularly at the mouth, some of the bayous and the rivers. I mean, they are just crazy thick. You know, the pelicans are a dead giveaway on them, but I mean, we just left a little area that it looked like big raindrops with the pogies flipping there. You could throw a net, and if you made a good throw, you're liable not to get your net back.
I love it. All right, Captain Bobby, tell folks how to get a trip booked with you.
A-Team Fishing is the website, and there's a Contact Us tab on it that's got all of our contact information. And by the way, we're offering trips guiding people out of their own boat. So if you want to call and get some details on that, if you got a new boat or new to the area, we're offering a guided fishing trip out of your boat.
That sounds fantastic. Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and we'll be right back.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer at home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger who has not been identified when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141.